Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
Trending news, views, interviews, information galore. That's what you got here on the Good Day program. Hello. 7 after the hour. Rich McFadden controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, the news wrestler. Molly Page, the news, did I say it's info wrestler? And Molly's the news sage. Jennifer Horn is here to occupy time and space and our minds with lots of great things, good things, big things. There's a new poll out today focused on the fight against ISIS. Apparently, the idea of going to war with them or even engaging them, not very popular, Molly.
Yeah, actually, it's about as popular as the Iraq War.
Ah, that was swell. About 3% of the public thought that was a good idea.
Well, that's what a new CNN ORC poll. Around 61% of Americans say the whole thing is going badly. Mm-hmm. And that is a percentage similar to the number of Americans who had soured on the Iraq War before the surge in 2007. The nation split on which president is to blame for the mess in Iraq. 44% blame President Obama. 43% blame George Bush.
That's a national pastime. I'm taking classes on thinking. And one of the things that we thought about last night in the class was why we as Americans are so eager to cast blame. What is there about our state of confusion that makes us feel like it's better if we know who's to blame? I don't know how it fixes a problem, but blame is a, if you're having trouble with your spouse, who's to blame? Why would you care? Why wouldn't you just want to fix the problem? You're having trouble with your boss. My boss is a no good. How does that fix the problem? Well, look at any problem that you have in life and see if casting blame on the other person or the other people involved, it was the Nazis' fault we went to war in World War II. Yeah, that probably is true, but let's get together and take care of the problem. Focusing on the blame never fixes the problem.
But don't you need to figure out where the problem started and who the problem started with?
That may be, but that's not one and the same. Fixing the blame and actually knowing where the problem started is not necessarily one and the same thing, Richie. That's the
I see what you're saying. So, okay, I know that you
caused
the problem.
You may think that it's somebody else's fault. It's my wife's fault that we don't get along. That's not probably true. But, maybe to a certain extent, but it takes two to tango. And we also were talking last night about two, thinking in terms of two, things that happen better when there are two involved rather than one. I'm not sure that I understood all of that, but it gets down. There's a confusion. We were problem solving. Problems start usually with confusion. People don't really know. We know there's a problem, but we're confused as to what it is. And then you work through the problems to the point where you either fix them or you don't. But at the end, you find that there is a certain amount of wonder. I've resolved that either I can fix it or I can't fix it, but I'm happy that I know the reality of what my thinking is. My process is I either can fix the problem or I can't, but at some point you got to stop working it over if you can't fix it. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it's like the Serenity Prayer.
And that is?
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Brilliant. Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
It works on just about everything.
It does. What are your challenges today? Are they health-related, money-related, love-related? Everything revolves around those three things, it would seem. So in case of this circumstance, what did you say, 44%? of those polls said it was Barack Obama's fault that the ISIS thing is going badly, and 43% said George Bush is to blame.
Yes.
There's equal blame for all, again, if that fixes the problem. I don't know that it fixed the problem. George Bush started the Iraq War, and that led to the vacuum that's created ISIS. Now we have ISIS, but we don't seem to be solving the problem. We don't seem to be fighting. We don't seem to be confronting. We don't seem to be doing things
Notice
about
no
it.
No one's blaming ISIS.
Well,
in the poll. It's either it's an American president.
It wasn't
fault,
even
right?
asked.
No, it wasn't asked. No, was not asked. That's an interesting.
I don't even think to ask that
sage remark. Well, but it really didn't. ISIS didn't start by itself. It started out of a vacuum that was created with the end of the Iraq War and the people that were put into power, and also not realizing that the Iraqi nation really isn't a nation. It's three groups, tribal groups, that were brought together by force, by powers before the Saddam Hussein regime. You go back I've forgotten what the year, how this transpired, but it started actually in the 19th century when the French and the Germans and the British and the Dutch went into this area in the Middle East and tried to carve it all up like they did in Africa and Asia. And so what you created was something that had boundaries that didn't exist, and they don't still, really. You think the Kurds care about the boundaries? They have to, you know, they have to function in them, but they have their territory, and the Sikhs have their territory, and the Shiites have their territory, and they've been thrown together to try to exist together, and they don't want to exist together. They don't like each other. That's kind of like what we were talking about before. When you've got a problem that's created by people or entities, if you don't like your boss, the way to fix the problem is go get another job. Or get a picture of him with a chicken, one or the other, but, you know.
I get with the chicken thing.
There's not much else. Where else are you going to, how are you going to solve the problem?
And he doesn't mean KFC, right?
No. No, not they are KFC.
Take away their money from the oil and it all goes away.
Yep. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Rich or Ken or Molly at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Beat the Odds, name of the book that we can all read, suggesting how the power of beats can transform your health, your circulation, your heart health, your energy, your musculature, your brain health. The benefits all come from using Super Beats, which is a harbinger of nitric oxide, the most important molecule produced by your blood vessels for cardiovascular health, critical to maintaining proper blood flow and keeping circulation strong. The discovery of nitric oxide's impact on cardiovascular function won a Nobel Prize. It will affect your aging. It will affect your body. It will affect your mind. Got high blood pressure? Take Super Beats. You got heart disease? Get on to Super Beats. You have dysfunction in your body? Super Beats. Reduced energy? Wow. Richie will attest to that. Nitric oxide and yep. Super Beats. Woo! Energy level goes bananas. Up, 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 and away. I'm confident that by offering this to you, Super Beats is going to prove to be a great discovery, a great enhancement, a wonderful thing for your life. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Easiest way to get natural dietary nitrates that will take care of all the problems, all the elements of your health that I was just talking about. 800-655-4183, or you go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. Beat the Odds is the book I was talking about. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Stefan when you dial 800-655-4183. You won't have to mention Doug Stefan when you go to DougLikesBeats.com because they'll know where you get the information. So start there or start with a phone call to 800-655-4183. But no matter what, get started.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the key to happiness? Blogger Michelle Connelly says research shows two controllable factors. First, your circumstances. They're only responsible for 20% of the happiness you have a say in.
Yet this is what most people chase. Money, status, possessions.
Worse yet, it only makes a short-term difference. So what's the real key?
Second, your actions. They create about 80% of the happiness you control, and the effects last longer. What specific actions?
Thinking good things, like being grateful.
Doing good things, like exercising.
Improving yourself, like learning a new skill.
So do something good today for your happiness. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know that for the first time since territorial days, it'll actually become legal for people to catch rainwater in Colorado? Believe it or not, for over 100 years now in many western states, every single raindrop from the moment it fell belonged to a handful of private landowners, landowners often hundreds of miles away, meaning people who scooped rainfall from their own gutters or rooftops were actually breaking the law. In Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah, the sky has been owned by a crazy quilt of rules and regulations. But now two new Colorado laws will allow people access to their own rainwater, spurred, of course, by population growth, drought, and declining aquifer groundwater. Even with these new Colorado laws, the state will still fine people for catching raindrops without a permit. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When do most kids take their first drink of alcohol? Well, this answer will surprise you. Here's the science of it. No one will argue that kids and alcohol, it's a first-rate problem, and researchers have found that a large number of individuals who experience serious alcohol problems started drinking right about the time they hit adolescence. In fact, young people who take up alcohol before age 15 are four times as likely to become alcohol-dependent as those who waited until age 21. But get this, the rate of alcohol abuse more than doubles in youngsters who start drinking before age 15. What's the cheap psychological trick? This is a clarion call. First, the adolescent takes the drink, and then, if they're not real careful, the drink takes the adolescent. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
19 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The U.S. Navy took the unusual step of releasing video of a Russian aircraft flying past the right side of a guided missile destroyer in the Black Sea. The video is distributed to make clear that the airplanes and ship had a routine encounter, contrary to what Bad Vlad and the Ruskies said. Shows the warplane approaching from a distance and quickly zooming past the American ship. SS Ross, 25 miles off the coast of Crimea, international waters. There were six Russian planes that flew by. They were not armed, according to the Defense Department. Russian media claimed the planes forced the warship to head away from the Russian waters. The U.S. Navy said, or perhaps yet. The Ross never changed course, proceeded on its mission. So now we see the video of this. One of their planes, Russian planes, is shown flying about 1,600 feet, 500 meters off the side of the ship at 600 feet. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We're going to be scared by the Ruskies. Huh. What do you think? Is it serious or not?
I say shoot them down.
Right.
Ask the question.
Just hit that button and go, oops, sorry.
Sorry, we hit something we weren't aiming at. Please. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Come on, protect the motherland. In the name.